cash card.
He's got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the picks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Rocking and reeling, your host Brian.
Cleveland on
the mixtape.
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 That was the title track from the new 1995 Zellers album, which came out on March 25th, just about a month and a bit ago. Again, that is one called After Hours from St. John, New Brunswick. And welcome to another edition of The Mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland. Along for the ride this week, you are for another full hour of great Canadian music. So don't go anywhere. It's going to be a wild ride for sure. Tons of great new music, some that you might have heard of before, some that maybe you haven't, some that maybe I haven't heard before. So much great stuff coming our way already here. This episode is broadcast live on the 2nd of May 2017. I keep thinking it's the beginning of the year and saying, oh, there's so much music coming out this year already and the year's barely started, but it's a third of the way through. Hard to believe for sure. You might be wondering all the great stuff I had a chance to catch last week. It was the ECMAs and the Quality Block Party and so much more. Hopefully you tuned in to our special double episode with Chuck Teed in the first hour talking about the East Coast Music Awards and Peter Rowan and Abigail Smith, two of the organizers of the Quality Block Party, in the second extended special edition of the Mixtape, that second hour, all about the Quality Block Party. That was all happening last week. And I went back and forth about whether or not I was going to talk about this, but I kind of figured that people would want to know all the cool shows I had the chance to catch. And I also had a few people say, where were you? Well, I was sick. And the timing could not have been worse. I definitely got knocked on my butt And I was down and out from basically Friday morning. I came to work on Friday morning and lasted for about an hour. Ended up pretty sick and in bed and on the couch for essentially about 48 or more hours, basically from Friday morning until Sunday morning. So I had the chance to catch a little bit of the free ECMA programming at Market Square on Wednesday, and I made my way down to the closing all ages, all day long show at Taco Pica on Sunday, just to kind of say hello to folks and pledge a little bit of my financial support to the great events that were happening. But basically I missed everything. A little bit of a disappointment for sure. Certainly would have much rather been out and about on the town, enjoying all the great shows that I saw pictures and videos of and more, and hanging out with folks and welcoming all these great bands to St. John. But there's always more stuff happening in the future. You can't do everything. And, you know, I just had to take care of myself for sure. If you were wondering where I was, you definitely didn't want me to be wherever you were. So that's just off the top. And we're not going to dwell on that. We're just going to play some really cool music from shows that I wanted to see. That included 1995 Zellers, who also played with Math Class and Jaguar Night. We're going to hear them in this next set of music. We're going to hear from so much other stuff today. We're going to hear from John McKeel, Jana Lauren, at least a dozen others if we can cram it all in. Again, it's only 60 minutes, so let's get going here. We are already 7 minutes down. Let's hear a track from the new Math Class EP. Again, it is their debut release, which came out a few months back. Really great St. John release this year. We're going to hear the aptly titled track, Market Square, and then we're going to move on to Jaguar Night. We're going to hear one more track from 1995 Zellers, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Here you are listening to The Mixtape on Local 107.3 FM, and here is Market Square. from Jaguar Party Edits Volume 2. That was Jaguar Night with a track called Xana, the lead track from that release, which came out at the very beginning of January this year, 2017. You're listening to The Mixtape, our full set of great Canadian music this week, featuring some fantastic artists who played in the ECMAs and the Quality Block Party over the past week here in St. John, New Brunswick. That would have been a corker of a show. From what I heard, a lot of the shows were definitely reaching capacity. Lots of sold-out shows all across all the festivities, and even quite in advance of the shows. Really, really awesome just to see all the support for live New Brunswick and East Coast and Canadian-based music in the city, which often, I think, well, sometimes fairly and sometimes unfairly gets labeled as a last-minute city. So, you know, you might have 50 people say that they're coming and you don't know if five of them are going to come or if all of a sudden 500 people are going to walk through the door. And I've certainly seen that happen many different times. But also, you know, people will definitely get out and support some big and exciting events happening in the city. And that seems to be the case more and more, and especially loving all the support for local artists from this region. So that's just fantastic. Again, you heard in the middle there, you heard Get Away Loving You by 1995 Zellers. Again, that was from the same album as the title track at the start of the show, After Hours. And you also heard Market Square, another cool St. John group, Math Class, releasing that on their debut record, Dead End Disco, which also came out earlier this year. Another really exciting artist that came through kind of as a last minute stop in the middle of a big tour that she was on for her new album was Halifax and Ottawa's and other locations, Gianna Lauren. And her newest album is called Moving Parts, a really cool collection of tracks. There's a really fantastic record track by track guide that I'd recommend. It does all the fantastic work for me on Mixtape Magazine, which is mixtapemagazine.ca. Just look for an article that came out at the end of April, so about a week ago, called Gianna Lauren's Track by Track Guide to a Moving Parts, and gives a little bit of her thoughts on this record and one or two sentences basically about every song on the album. Certainly one I'll be putting on repeat here in the coming weeks. I've only listened through it maybe once or twice, but I was a big, big fan of her previous album, which came out a couple of years before that. A lot of people were kind of expecting this record to come out a while ago. Her previous album, On Personhood, came out in April 2013. That was a 6-track EP, actually. And then a couple of singles came out in 2015. And then from a little bit of snippets from different interviews that she's given, it seems like there was a lot of thoughts of maybe not putting out this album, essentially because the band kind of was struggling to get together. Lots of different people busy with lots of different projects, and Gianna was sort of second guessing whether or not to put out this record. Thankfully for all of us, she decided to put it out, and it's a really great collection of tracks. She describes it kind of as a time capsule of a couple of years ago. We're going to hear the lead track from this record, a track that you might have heard before, but I don't think we've played on the show. It's called Windows. That was one of the great tracks that came out on a cassette tape as a part of a tour back at the end of 2015 in November. Gianna calls it one of her favorite tracks, and it's also one of mine, and it's also why she put it first. She says it might have been a defining tour as their bandmates because a lot of change in their lives. They go back out on the road and things are different. And we're going to hear a track right now on the mixtape called Windows.
In and out the windows, look in and out the windows. We've got a weather on our hands, rhythm of resistance. Thank you.
ain't perfect, babe, and I'm trying to accept it. I got my own shit to deal with. Oh, I know, I know, I know. I ain't perfect, babe, and I'm trying to accept it. And I try so hard to be loved by you. And I don't know what to do. Five years old and wishing I were 30, just to feel better in my own skin. The grass is greener on the other side. I've been lonesome for some time. Babe, though I've been trying, I know I'm a character, and as I get older, it doesn't seem to get any better.
No more sorrow, no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Jesus, I'm my Savior, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home and love eternal, whether redeemed or God's just there. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Well, I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
And that was New Brunswick's own John McKeel from his new record that's getting ton of airplay, ton of love from You've Changed Records. It's called Memorial 10 Count. That's my favorite track from the record. It's called High Five, Living a Lie. Definitely check that one out. A really cool record. There's a few artists people were talking about all weekend long. John McKeel is certainly one of them. He played a full band show here about a week before the Quality Block Party, and then during the Quality Block Party played a solo show, headlined a solo show at the Five and Dime, and also played as a part of a more experimental show at the White Room on Water Street as Flower with another cohort of his, and also playing with Use and Sister Skull and more. And Paranerd was the closing act, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But another artist people were talking lots about, Isaiah Lightning. People love this record, kind of one that's picking up steam late in St. John, a really cool gospel record called Starry Crown. Again, that's by Isaiah Lightning. Been meaning to play this on the show for a while now. Just some really fun tracks produced and recorded by Grant Heckman and about, I want to say, a dozen supporting musicians, folks you're definitely well familiar with if you're a long time listener of this show or a fan of music in St. John. You got both members of Tomato Tomato on there, John and Lisa McClagan. You have Sandy McKay on there from Bonnet House and so much more. You've got Dan Downs, Mike Bigger, a well-renowned artist in his own right who has a new album out as well that we played on the show. Tons of cool stuff on this one. Certainly check it out. Whether you're religious or not, these are fun tracks, and I'm certainly going to find a way to fit another one of these into our mix here sometime in the future as well. That one came out, I believe, in about September of last year, 2016. Another artist people were talking lots about was Lisa LeBlanc. She had a fantastic record out this past year, and we played it a little bit on our show when it came out over time. I'm a big fan of a couple of tracks on here, particularly Could You Wait Till I've Had My Coffee and Dump the Guy ASAP. Those are tracks we've definitely played on the show, but I'm not sure that I gave it a lot of airplay otherwise. There's some really cool mixes of just some hard rocking tracks, some great banjo tracks, and there was a great article by Bob Mercero of CBC over the East Coast Music Awards weekend about Lisa LeBlanc basically being the East Coast biggest music star right now. This album, believe it or not, sold about 140,000 copies. She's not making a huge splash all across Canada in the English-speaking world, but huge sales and massive shows in Quebec and French-speaking Europe, which is a really interesting import and export opportunity for French artists. It seems to be lots of folks building off of her steam, and they talk about that a little bit in this article, including Le Hey Baby, Le Hôtesse de l'Air, and more. And Le Hôtesse de l'Air being another artist that folks are talking a lot about, picking up a couple awards over the weekend, including the Francophone Record of the Year for their late 2015 release, Touche Moi Pas Là, a really great record. If you ever have a chance to catch them live, I would recommend it immensely. They played our National Campus Community Radio Conference here in St. John in 2015 and certainly blew the socks off of community radio folk from all across Canada. Just an amazing performance, super high energy, and certainly made a splash in St. John over the weekend, lifting Brian Gallant, Premier of New Brunswick, essentially in a cradle or nearly over his head, was Serge, the lead singer of the band, who also regularly is a large, portly, bearded man who dresses in drag, or at very least in a dress, pretty much all the time that they're in a show. But also very political, and certainly some really important things to say in their songs. Certainly go and check them out as well. Can't wait to see what they have coming up in the future, and we'll be certainly playing it again on the show in the future. And we kicked it all off in that set with Jeanna Lauren, the lead track from her latest record. That was a track called Windows. And again, that is an album called Moving Parts. Really happy that she came to St. John. Bummed that I didn't have a chance to check out that show, which I believe was on Thursday night. Certainly an artist that I've been hoping would come to St. John for some time now. And really glad that she had the opportunity to come through. Had a sort of a conversation with folks over the last couple of days. There's been this sort of reputation, I guess, of the St. John music scene, a poor reputation that was from about a decade ago. And it was well founded. I certainly went to shows in my time where there were 5 or 10 people in the room, mostly the bands, maybe the person putting on the show and me and a friend or something like that. And some really amazing bands that unfortunately didn't get great gigs. And I think in the past, I know this is still a problem for sure in St. John that lots of young folk move away, but it seems that there's less young people moving away from the current youth, which is really nice to see. It's nice to go out to shows and there'd be 100 or more people at the shows. That certainly wasn't always the case. So I guess in saying that, sort of one of the conversations we're having is just what a great impact an event like this has to hopefully sort of circumvent some of those reputations that were gained over previous years and give people a new reputation for St. John. Because my impression of the music scene in St. John is that it is very, very strong right now. There's some really great shows going on, tons of great bands and acts and so much more. And it can really hopefully only go up from there. And so, you know, Jan is someone who maybe had a bad experience in St. John in the past and didn't feel like it was a place that she wanted to come and play. So really happy. And I don't bemoan her for that, because you know, you're putting your own hard work and money into it. You don't want to come play a show that's not going to be very good. So glad that she had a good show in St. John. Glad that lots of other folks had good shows in St. John, and hopefully they will come back. So another artist that we mentioned here was Sister Skull, who played a show with Use, Paranerd, and Flower. She passed along a really cool new EP, self-titled EP, to me over the weekend. We're going to hear the two closing tracks from this one. It's called Crow Slived. That is KROWS'Lived. And Cold Whip Remixed. One of these tracks is online, the lead track, and I'm sure the rest of this will be on Bandcamp soon. And lots of folks, lucky folks, got their hands on this one. You're forewarned here, it's going to get pretty weird, wacky, and aggressive in this set of music. We're also going to hear from Diner Drugs, a track that we played before from Moncton from their self-titled EP, but they promised yesterday that if their video got over 3,000 views, and it was very, very close, that they would work immediately on their new video. They have a really cool video for this song. I just checked it and it actually is like well past 3,000 now, but I'm going to play it anyway because I plan on playing it. It's a really cool song, a really cool video. You should go and check it out. That's enough for me for now. You're listening to the mixtape. Don't go anywhere. Here is Sister Skull. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
from their debut self-titled EP back in January of this year, 2017. That was Moncton's Diner Drugs. It was some pretty cool stoner rock skate punk kind of sounds from their fantastic track Flow Chongo. In there as well, we heard from Sister Skull from her new debut self-titled EP. The closing two tracks of that one, Cold Whip Remixed and Crow Slived. Again, the first track from this one is available online for free at sisterskull.bandcamp.com from about a week ago at the end of April. And it's been retitled on this release. It was titled Marcher Online. It's titled Demonstrant on the EP, which presumably will probably be online very soon as well. Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been another edition of the Mixtape, 60 minutes of great Canadian music. Don't go anywhere. We still have time for one or two more tracks. But again, thanks so much for tuning in. This show comes at you live from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Again, that is your weekly mix of 60 minutes of great new Canadian music. Shoot me a message if there's stuff out there you think I need to be checking out at brian@cfmh.ca or jump on our Facebook group. Just search for The Mixtape. And again, it is a group, so you can join, participate, share whatever you will. And usually I post updates there as well as links to the podcast version of the show, which usually goes up within a day or so of the live version of the show. And then this show is rebroadcast across the nation thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Community Radio Exchange and many other fine programs at the NCRA, but this one specifically sends it out to campus community radio stations all across Canada, many of which have picked up the show. So you might be listening to this on about a dozen or so different stations across this country. So thanks so much for them for airing the show. Thanks to you for checking it out, and check your local listings for when you might hear it again. And as always, you can listen to it at your own leisure by going to our podcast. So we're going to play a couple of tracks from Papal Visit to close out the show. They just put out a new single, What Makes Him Win Like That, and the B-side, Lucky Numbers, just a couple of days ago, and there's a great article about it on The East. Just go search for The East magazine. And as always, Adam Meyer and Pierre Cormier, some pretty short, fun pop rock ditties for you, earworms as they like to call them, and as well featuring on these tracks are St. John greats, Judd Crandall and Jeffrey Smith, who you know from a multitude of projects. So we're going to play these two tracks to close at our show. Can't wait for the new album, Golden Grove, their second album, which is coming out in summer 2017, following up their debut from November 2015, a little further down the flame. And again, Best of St. John Music Poll is out, so make sure you go and vote from until May 15th. And then the big show, the annual award show, taking place Saturday, May 27th at the Sanctuary Theater. Jump on there and vote in all the 13 categories. People Visit last year, I believe, winning Best New Artist. So perhaps next year they'll pick up some awards as well from this new album, which is coming out, which I'm sure folks are very excited about because I know I am for sure. So again, we'll hear the first lead single from that, the A side, and then the B side, which is Lucky Numbers, which is somewhat experimental audio collage, which kind of molds into a jangly tune and some pretty cool lo-fi pop stuff, which you always expect from Adam Mary and Co. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. This has been another edition of The Mixtape. Thanks so much for supporting the show. Thank you. Go out there, support community radio, support local music, support arts and culture. Go and just enjoy some great music. And have yourselves a fine week. We'll do it all again in 7 days. Here is What Makes Him Win Like That.